When a person has a blotch on his skin, he goes to the coin to examine it. The coin sets him aside for 7 days, and after 7 days, the coin re-examines it. If it's not a problem, he sets him free. The question is, why is he being set aside for 7 days? He didn't do anything wrong. He should never have to have been set aside for 7 days if, in fact, he did not speak Lashon Hara. The answer is, he's not getting set aside for having done something wrong. He's getting set aside because he didn't do something right. He could have used those words to speak nicely to build up a person. He could have used those words to compliment and encourage a person. The Mishnah says, L'fum tsar agra. According to the pain is the amount of reward you get for a mitzvah. The more difficult it is, the more reward you get. The Gemara says, Margula bepuma de Rab Meir. It was accustomed to be in the mouth of Rab Meir. The word pum also means mouth. The fum, with your mouth, you can accomplish two things. Tzara, you can cause a person pain, or agra, you can go ahead and encourage them. You can go ahead and give reward. With our mouth, we can go ahead and not only unfortunately use it for bad, we can tremendously use it for good things. Have an amazing Shabbos.